This is Mike Effner for today's Lately Radio Sports page and my conversation with Norwalk's Bailey Birmingham following the Warrior girls' win at Newton on Monday night.
Continuing coverage of Norwalk High School basketball on 94.3 KNIA and KNIA 3. And earlier tonight, the Norwalk girls defeated Newton 58-23. And we're visiting now with Norwalk junior Bailey Birmingham, who ended up with 30 points on the night, 21 of those in the second half. When you caught fire, Bailey, 5 3-pointers in that second half. What was working for you guys? You weren't making a lot of threes there in the first half, and then the whole team kind of got going there in the third quarter. Looks like just maybe making that extra pass was real beneficial.
Yeah, first half definitely wasn't our best half of this year, but, you know, in the locker room at halftime, coach kind of got after us, and I think that really it meant something to all of us, and we came back in the second half and responded. We switched some things up, and we came out and played the way that we play.
So you guys had that long Christmas break, all the postponements. You finally were fortunate to play that game at Carlisle last week and get the double overtime win, and then another game Friday at Pella Christian. Just tell me about that Christmas break there, not being able to play. How frustrating was that?
Yeah, it definitely was not the best. It really sucked getting game canceled, especially just coming off of a three-week Christmas break, and then we even were scheduled a week later than most teams had already played before us. So it was really hard not being able to play for over 3 weeks, but we also used that time to practice. We got some days off, but we also had some really tough practices and went at it, and we have seen a lot of improvement since before Christmas break. So I think the break did help us in some ways, and we had some off time, but we also were able to get a lot of things switched up and improve.
Yeah, you went into the break on a sour note there with that loss to Dallas Center Grimes. What were some of the things that you guys really worked on over the break?
Some of the things that we worked on conditioning more for first after coming off of Christmas break. Having a longer break, that's always a thing. And then we worked on our offense quite a bit. One of the biggest things that we worked on, and we've seen a lot of improvements, is in our defense, and that's gotten a lot better over the break. We've really harped on it in practice and just being more aggressive, being able to stop our girl, and that's worked out a lot better than it was being before.
Again, we're visiting with Norwalk junior Bailey Birmingham on today's Lately Radio Sports page following the Warriors' 58-23 win at Newton here on Monday night. Bailey had 30 points, 40 points the other night against Pella Christian. I think you had a lot of those early, 18 that night. What was working for you there at Pella Christian?
You know, confidence, coming off a long break. Once I hit one, and that's my teammates a lot, I got to give them a lot of credit, and my coaches, both of them have so much belief in me, and they have a lot of belief in me, and it means a lot, and they set me up with the passes, and once I hit one, then I just kind of gained confidence. And for my teammates, they're so excited, super hype. Coaches, teammates on the bench, it means a lot.
So again tonight, some other girls were knocking down threes there as well. Peyton Travis had three of them on the night, two of them in the first half. She was the only Warrior to hit a three in the first half. She hit one more there in the third quarter. Braylon knocked one down in the third quarter as well. What does it mean for you guys when multiple people can start hitting outside shots?
Yeah, I know. I feel like the biggest thing when multiple people are hitting big shots is it really raises our energy level. People get super excited, and it raises the level of energy, and it's really exciting when multiple people are hitting shots.
So you guys are 12-2 overall now, 5-1 in the Little Hawkeye. It's a busy week for you guys, four games. You get Pella tomorrow night, which was a real tough one the first time around, then Indianola and Ames to close out the week. I'm sure after all that time off, it's kind of fun to play a whole bunch of games here in a row.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. I mean, coaches have been saying we don't have very many lays left. We have less than 3 weeks of the regular season left and quite a few games in that time period. And, you know, it feels really good to be 12-2 right now, but we have a lot of bigger goals. And so you have to stay focused on that and not be satisfied. Tomorrow's a huge game for conference, seeding, everything, with it being such a close game, our first round. But, yeah, it's going to be a huge game, and we really need that win.
And again, we don't want to look ahead because you got these three games this week. But next Tuesday at home, Dallas Center Grimes will come to Norwalk. As you guys will look to try to force a tie there in the Little Hawkeye, what's it going to take to take down the Mustangs and even up and get the split?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, we can't look ahead. We need to make sure we take care of business this week before we look there. But that's going to be a huge game as well. We need to do the things that we didn't do very well in the first game. Like I said, our defense has gotten a lot better, so I'm confident that's not going to. It's going to be a lot better game than it was. And it's going to be tough. It's not going to be easy, but I think that we can definitely win, but we're going to have to, everybody's going to have to be focused. Everyone's going to have to be locked in because that's going to be a huge game.
Well, Bailey, thanks for joining us after this one. Again, 70 points in your last two ball games. Keep it up.
Thank you.